Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, lots to talk about. I told you Meghan Markle, she hugged Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I don't know why everybody's freaking out about that, but she went to the Lion King premiere or something, and she saw Beyonce, and they hugged. And they're like, girl! She's like, I know, right?
Why is that
I'm
making
a
news?
Princess.
Were they supposedly at odds with each other, and now they've made up? Or
no,
it's just,
I just think it's just iconic.
Oh.
You know, two queens.
True.
Hugging. I don't know. But everybody's making a big deal of it. But they're also making a big deal about cow therapy. So I'm confused about what's important today. You told me about this on Friday.
What's that?
That cow therapy.
Yeah, I did.
It's now a thing. Cow cuddling as a practice invites interaction with farm animals. You brush them, you pet them, you love them, you talk to them. And it's called cow therapy. It's $75 per couple for an hour. And you go out there and you're like, hey, cow, what up? Can I eat you?
And when I see these stories, I always think to myself, is this real? Does this really go on? Are people out there hugging cows?
Well, can I tell you something? I never believed in goat therapy. When that came out years ago, I was like the same way you were.
Is that the one where they walk on your back,
yeah,
the goat yoga?
And I thought, there's no way this is really happening. It's just a weird news article. It is so stupid and popular. They even had it out at DIA.
No, you're right. And there's another one, too, that I always wondered about this one. Remember the people you could hire to snuggle with?
Yeah, I remember
to get you through
people.
A rough time?
Yeah, I remember the
I mean, just a
people.
Complete stranger, but you call them up and you pay them $75. They show up at your place and they just spoon with you.
Remember, we thought that would be a good job for Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd make an excellent spooner.
Well, when he was fat.
Oh, that's true.
Now he's skinny.
I can still spoon skinny.
No, nobody likes to hug a skinny guy.
Yeah.
Well, my Craigslist ad did not get any action, so no one wants to cuddle with the swallow. Yeah.
But congratulations on looking so amazing.
Woo! Thanks.
I mean, that's you look awesome.
I broke 200.
Got did you?
198.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You had to do the doesn't it, did you?
What's that?
Yeah.
You had to do the doesn't it.
It feels good.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I got there about a month and a half ago.
And I've been very envious, I must say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I popped in at 193 over the weekend.
Woo! Nice.
So did I.
I like to give you something to shoot for.
So we're all right on pace, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, we'll
that
never.
That was our goal, right?
Yeah, right.
None of us are going to catch Medill, but
I
you know what?
It.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. So don't start giving me grief that I weigh that. I do not weigh that. Lord, I forget. What else do I have for you? Hold on. Stand by. Oh, we told you earlier about Brad Pitt getting the kids for the entire summer. 7 kids for the whole summer. That lucky bastard.
Yeah. Now that's for next year.
Yeah.
Not this year, but they're going to work out a deal. So he gets all 7 kids for the entire summer. Man, did he lose.
I have a theory.
What's that?
Well, it came out last week that he is living his best life ever. He is doing a movie with, Catch Me If You Can guy. What was his name? You see him. DiCaprio. So he's doing a movie with DiCaprio.
Okay.
And they are having a blast together. And the word is, Brad Pitt is out there dating everybody.
Yeah.
He's just like, I love my life.
He's footloose and fancy free right now.
He really
and
is.
She's seeing that.
That's what I'm saying.
She's seeing that. She's reading about it. She knows she's like, I got to put a stop to this. I'll give him the kids.
Yeah. What better way to C-block somebody than give him 7 children?
Exactly. Boy, that'll get you.
Because what woman goes, yeah, I want to be a part of this. 7 kids.
Yeah, I got a feeling she'll give him the 7 kids for the summer and never go back and pick them up.
I agree with you.
He'll have them forever.
Sadly, that's been known to happen in families.
Yep.
Yes, it has.
Oh, Sean.
That's how I got mine.
I'm sorry, Sean.
No,
I shouldn't have brought that up.
No, but did you remember the story?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Sean. Tell him again. You were never picked up.
I would sit out on the front porch and wait for Daddy. He'd say, I'll be there. Hey, 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. We're going to go have fun. Ride go-karts, whatever he would tell me. And then I would never, he would never show up.
He waited sunset. He'd sunset. Would come.
Mom would come out, bring me a peanut butter sandwich.
Peanut butter sandwich, waiting for Daddy.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, it's just reality of life. It's okay.
It's fine.
I'm better now.
I know, Pumpkin.
It's fine. Hey, Bill Cosby put out the weirdest tweet, and I mean, I didn't think he was able to tweet, but he always acts like it is him. We don't know who's behind it, but it was his 82nd birthday, and he, from prison, sent out a really weird message. He said, I would like to thank all my friends, my supporters and family members, for wishing me a happy 82nd birthday. Many of my fellow residents asked Mr. Cosby, is there anything special you would like for your birthday? I politely replied that the greatest present for me is 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understand as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away my childish things. To all the men, it is time to be great fathers, great American citizens, and great husbands. Man up and become men of valor.
Pretty amazing how you speak when you're in prison.
Yeah. What kind of guy that just, like, he roofied women and did bad things to them is like, stand up and be a man of valor.
For years he did it. he would drop a pill in their drink and take advantage of women. He did it for years, 20-plus years he did it. And now we need to hear these words of inspiration from Bill Cosby on his birthday.
Do you think he's, what do you call that, where they're just, they believe their lies?
Narcissistic?
Yeah, or sociopath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's all of the above.
Yeah. Or something.
And probably his wife that puts out those tweets, because he can't do it for
She shouldn't do it for, like, what kind of man you should be. That's a bad choice. Like, she should be writing things of forgiveness. Like, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Well, I'm sure he's directing her on what to put out.
Yeah. It's just weird, don't you think? You know, speaking of weird, I'm worried about Channing Tatum. God, he's so sexy.
Why? Why are you worried?
Oh, have you seen his moves? Have you seen Channing Tatum? I mean,
not really.
Woo.
I don't know of anything that I've seen where it shows off his moves, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, my God. You've never seen him dance?
No, I've never seen him dance.
Sean, will you pull up Channing Tatum dance? Oh, my God. Like, you literally feel like you had relationships with him while you watch him. You're like, yeah, we just did it. I'm not kidding. So good. I've never seen a man be able to dance like that. Anyway, but he's gone crazy. I'm worried about him. Channing Tatum, you know, he just got a divorce. Are you watching?
Yeah, I am.
Do you want to have sex with
him? That's not a good video, though.
But do you want to have sex with him?
Let's see if we can see another one.
Right there?
I've not seen a good video yet.
Right there.
The vest dance.
The vest dance.
This is a big spinner dance.
It's everything.
Spin.
Oh.
I can't get much out of that one either. But.
Yes.
Kind of reminds me of me. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, do you do that body roll from your neck down to your...
That, if I'm not mistaken, I have a patent on that move right there. That I put in for
you. Roll down to... Yes.
He stole it from me.
So good. Anyway, but he's going crazy, and that makes him a little unattractive.
What's up with
him? I don't know. Everybody's worried about him. Channing Tatum posted a rambling rant on Instagram where he admitted he was in therapy. The Magic Mike actor said, I was just in therapy yesterday. Yeah, I'm in therapy. Actually, I have the audio, so I don't have to say it for him. Here's number 7.
Okay, hang on 1 second, Jimmy.
Sure.
I need some answers, okay? Because I don't know if I'm late to this or if I'm early to this, but what is this pattern? It's an app. I just downloaded it called The Pattern, and it asked me to put in my birth date and my time of birth. How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? People of The Pattern, people that use The Pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff.
Yeah. He was saying that he just got out of therapy and then that this Pattern app pinged him with a notification using the exact words that he just said. So he's freaking out that this Pattern app is listening to him. Number 8.
You know what, Pattern people? You should just call me. That's what should happen right now. You should just DM me. If you know so much, you know how to get in touch with me now, don't you? So just do that. I need answers.
Weird, right?
Well, the guy can dance, but he doesn't seem like the sharpest knife in the drawer. You see those all the time at the gym, don't you, ladies? That's what we're getting here. He's that guy over in the corner, all buffed up, ripped, pumping that iron, and then going,
oh, dude.
Right?
I'm telling you, doesn't he sound that way to you?
I mean,
he does. He sounds like lights are on, but nobody's home.
I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Just say it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.